Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Searchlight Town Advisory Board. No items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All pending and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commission, or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside the room. With 48-hour advance request, a sign language interpreter or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling 702-455-3530 or 702-385-7486, or Relay Nevada toll-free. Supporting material provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from the Laughlin Town Manager's Office at 702-298-0828 and will be available at the county's website, www.clarkcountynevada.gov. Board members: Kyle Myers, Chair; Donna Moore, Vice Chair; Martin Batchelor, Ellie Deaver, and Janice Gostecki; Secretary Tammy Harris; and County Liaison Dr. Brian Paulson. I call this meeting to order. An invocation from the Pledge of Allegiance. Ellie.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
On to roll call. Kyle Myers is here. Donna Moore.
Here.
Martin Batchelor.
Here.
Ellie Deaver.
Here.
Janice Gostecki.
Here.
Moving on to the public comment section. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Ready for public comment tonight? Moving on to the approval of the minutes from September 11, 2019. Has everybody had a chance to review the minutes?
Yes. I motion that we accept the minutes of, September 11, 2019.
We have a second for that motion?
Seconded.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. I abstain. I wasn't here last month.
Okay. Four out of zero then on the approval of the minutes. And moving on to the approval for tonight's agenda, October 9, 2019, and we'll combine or delete any items.
I make a motion that we approve the agenda for October 9th, 2019.
You have a second?
I second the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Moving on to informational items, receive a report from Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area time concerns.
Officer Ortiz, Las Vegas Metro. For calls for service for Searchlight, as of last month, we had 18 calls for service. Same time last year, we had the same amount, so 0% increase. There was actually a decrease from August. We had 22 calls for service. There was 124 traffic citations issued in Searchlight, 0 DUI arrests, 1 domestic violence arrest, and there was 6 bookings at a Searchlight. Okay.
Any questions for this officer tonight? Anything from the board? Thank you, officer. Received a report from Nevada Highway Patrol regarding activity and statistics during the last month and other public safety concerns. Nobody from Highway Patrol tonight? Received a report from Searchlight Volunteer Fire District regarding calls for service during the past month and other fire prevention issues.
LANDSEADEL, 701 State Highway 164, Creedsville, Longford. We have a, we had 21 total runs this month, or last month, and 17 were medical, and 4 of them were fires. Of course, you know about the fire, it was on the highway by the church. That was one of those. The others were just small fires. One was a car fire, and one was a one they were towing.
Thank you, Sue. Receive a report from Gabby with Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the status of the water system.
Good evening, my name is Gabby Villaforte, 1001 South Valley View Boulevard. Just a brief report tonight on my part. So for the month of September in 2018, Searchlight utilized 6.92 million gallons of water. On September 2019, Searchlight used 6.17 million gallons of water. So for 2019, Searchlight used 750,000 gallons less than in 2018 of the same month. And then I'm going to pass it over to Derek, who's going to report on some system issues.
Thank you. Derek Jackson, 1001 South Valley View Boulevard. Oh, did I just turn it off? Okay, well, maybe I'll just talk up here. So just to add to Gabby's report, because a couple things happened today. We had a nice quiet month until today, and NDOT called. So there was a leak on Cottonwood, which we reported to. I don't know if any of you noticed. There's a few trucks out there now. I had to dispatch a couple of crews this evening to fix it. It was a fire hydrant valve that had been broken. And so they're out there repairing it tonight. It should be done. We also got a call from a customer on a line on Gavilan that's showing a little bit of a leak, but it's not really serious at this point. So we figured we'd get the Cottonwood Cove one taken care of first, and then maybe look into the other one tomorrow or maybe next week. It wasn't bubbling up on Gavilan when we got there. The customers there said that it was at times, but it's not now. So we're kind of holding off until we can find it bubbling up again and make sure that it's, you know, water district water. So that's where we're at on that. I don't think I have anything else. Any questions?
Any questions for Mr. Jackson? Thank you, Derek. And Gabby. Receive a report from Greg Turner at the Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the wastewater system and water usage. Donna, did you want to go ahead and read that one for us?
Sure. The for October 9, 2019 statistics are September 2019 treated an average of 39,000 gallons per day, versus September of 2018 had an average of 38,000 gallons per day, which gives a difference of a flow increase of 1,000 gallons per day from last year at this time. Sewer service complaints, and no sewer service complaints were received for the month of September. Call before you dig, there was 12 call before you digs for Searchlight, and there is a flow comparison chart attached for anybody that would like to see it.
Thank you, Don. Receive a report from Patrick Nierman with the U.S. Park Service regarding current issues and activities in the area and other related concerns. Absent tonight, someone went on. Receive a report from Richard DeClercq with Parks and Recreation regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities. Also absent. Moving on. Receive a report from Kelly Carlson with Searchlight Library regarding current and upcoming programs.
Thanks, Kelly.
So regarding Patrick's absence, I did hear through the grapevine at the park from National Night Out that he lost yet another personnel person down there this week. So I think he might be running the show all by himself down there now. Regarding the library, Tuesdays and Wednesdays after school, we continue to have snacks and we do open play on Tuesdays and the rec crew joins us in here on Wednesdays. We continue to have educational and craft programs on Thursdays after school. Tomorrow, we will have a paint your own pumpkin kids craft. Sorry, it is just for kids. Next week on the 17th, 4-H is gonna be here. On the 24th, we're gonna have Builders Club and Rigamajig on November 7th. Upcoming this Saturday is the 30th anniversary party for the building, and we will, for the kids' entertainment, have a balloon lady here, and anticipating about the time that the program starts, we'll be bringing the kids into the library to kind of keep them out of everyone else's hair. We're going to have a special teen craft on the following Saturday, October 19th. It is for grades 6 and above. It is reverse tie-dye shirts. You use colored shirts and you tie them as if you're going to tie-dye bleach or dye them, but you use bleach instead. And again, that's for grades 6 and above. A requirement from the district because we're using bleach. For Halloween, we're once again going to participate with the rec department in the haunted house on October 30th. That's Wednesday, October 30th, and I believe there is a move afoot to also have the trunk or treat exist on that day on Wednesday as well. We are going to have a short Halloween party after school on actual Halloween, October 31st, and then we're going to encourage the kids to head home and do whatever Halloween stuff they're going to do with their families. So not a long program, not a science program. If you do not want your child to come home having eaten a giant cupcake, pick them up right after school. Will from 4-H is here with us tonight, and I'm going to let him talk a little bit more about some upcoming stuff that we're doing in our garden box in a couple of minutes as soon as I finish running the rest of this down. Book club for adults. Next meeting of the book club is Tuesday, October 14th at 10:30 a.m. We are now meeting at the library here instead of the senior center. We're also going to meet on Tuesday, October 28th for book club. See me for details on what we're reading if you're interested in joining us. Sip and Paint is going to be on the third Thursday this month. It's typically on the fourth Thursday. That will be October 24th at 1:30, and we are painting a Thanksgiving-themed picture this month. And as usual, all supplies are provided by the library. Also, in general news, district-wide closures that we have coming up, Monday, October 14th, all branches will be closed for staff day. Friday, October 25th, all branches will be closed for Nevada Day. And of course, on Monday, November 11th, all branches will be closed for Veterans Day. That will not impact any of us here in Searchlight, but unless you think you can drive to Laughlin and get something those days, you cannot. I am looking for volunteers, one or two either good teen volunteers or adult volunteers. I have some simple projects that need to be done, but they're time consuming, and with our average of 15 to 21 children that we're handling after school these days, we're just not finding time to get some stuff done that needs to be done. There is a mandatory background check from the district, which the district pays for. If you know anybody that wants to give us even an hour at a time on any of the days that we're open to help move us along, that would be terrific. Last thing I want to announce, the district is doing a new program. We're partnering with the Discovery Children's Museum in Las Vegas. And this is a pass for four to get into the museum. The CD case itself is the pass. There is no other physical pass. It can be checked out for 3 weeks, just like any other item. An individual patron or family can take two at a time so that you can have a pass for up to eight people to go free into the museum. And as I mentioned, it does check out for 3 weeks. And like the hotspots, it's local holds only. So you can't pick this up in at Enterprise and then bring it back to me. It has to stay at its home branch, but we are definitely hoping that we got a grant to fund this, and we're hoping that people will really like this and take advantage of it. And for those of you in Searchlight that have the ability to go to Las Vegas for the Discovery Museum, I am really hoping that you guys are all over this, because it's a great opportunity to go out or take your kids or grandkids out to the Discovery Museum for free. And of course, Facebook. I tried my best to get everything on Facebook, been a little bit lax on that lately, but all of our kids' programs at least have been making it, so if you're wondering what we're doing, that's the best place to find out. And now, Mr. Lou of Laughlin 4-H.
Good evening, Board. Will Douglas with the University of Madison Cooperative Extension. I want to tell you that I think the year has started off quite well. I don't remember how many we had the time before last, but I know last week there were 21 youth that were here for 4-H. I asked Kelly because I knew that was higher than any numbers we had for robotics. You know, typically robotics pulls them in maybe a little more than gardening does, but Kelly told me that, no, that was the highest, really, I think, of any program. So certainly the highest of 4-H, but Kelly mentioned that of any program, it was also the highest. So I really do think that's a testament to the partnership that's not just, that Kelly, not only Kelly and I have, but also I feel like we forged with the community to a certain degree. And I personally like coming up here to Searchlight, and I enjoy working with the kids. I don't view the Searchlight kids as any different than the Laughlin kids. So for me, to be up here, even though it's a little bit of a drive, it's not too bad, I don't mind it. I enjoy working with the kids here as much as I do in Laughlin. So I'm looking forward to the year and to continuing with gardening. I do know with the older kids, we're gonna start out with gardening as well this coming, well, not tomorrow, but a week from tomorrow. So we're gonna come for the younger kids, but stay on for the older kids and see how many are interested in doing gardening here in Searchlight. So I will say, I have a total about 9 or 10 volunteers in Laughlin. Some of them are teachers with the school district, some are retired folks. One, my main gardening volunteer happens to be my mother-in-law. She lives with my wife and I and our kids. And you know, I know the jokes with guys and the mother-in-laws, but I'm actually blessed that I have a pretty good one. And she's a retired teacher from California and has gardened literally for decades. So she has a wealth of knowledge to bring to the 4-H program. And she has, I can tell you, and I, for a fact, I'm not guessing at this, she spends hours upon hours a week investing and some of her own money too. She probably wouldn't want me to say that, but she has invested hours of her own time, hours of her own money to contribute to not only the Laughlin kids having a good, positive 4-H experience in gardening, but also for the Searchlight kids. She doesn't treat them any different either, if you will. So, you know, there's a definite investment there for your kids here in this community. And I want to say, as long as, you know, I'm down there at Laughlin, Searchlight will be a priority for me. And so I want to see that going forward. And with the older kids, we'll garden, you know, they can make a little quicker progress than some of the younger kids on some of this. So when we get done with the gardening, I plan on introducing photography. I've got a retired former UPS worker that has already agreed to come up here. He's one of my volunteers as well. He has agreed to come up here and help with photography once we get to that point. So we got a lot of things planned out for the foreseeable future for the Searchlight kids. So I want you guys to know that.
Thank you, and Ms. Kelly, for putting so much attention on the Searchlight kids, you know, because a lot of people know they've been getting a lot of trouble and stuff like that, you know, so putting them in the right direction is awesome. I could thank you for taking the time to do so.
Glad to.
Definitely appreciate it. Thank you.
Certainly.
Is there any questions for Ms. Kelly or Mr. Will? On the board? All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Receiver report from Janice Kisaki.
Oh. One last thing on Saturday's party, there will be cake, because the library is bringing cake. So if there's nothing else, there will be cake.
All right, everyone will be there now. Receive a report from Janice Kostecki with Searchlight Senior Center regarding the current and upcoming activities.
Okay, the Senior Center, tomorrow night, calico beans, cornbread, salad bar. We have a lot of upcoming things going on there on the 14th, which is Monday. Humana will be there at 10 a.m. for anybody who has or is thinking about Humana. You can come out 10 a.m. on Monday. On the 22nd, 10 a.m., United Healthcare will be there for anybody who is interested or needs to ask questions about United Healthcare. This Saturday, of course, is the 30th anniversary here. The Museum Guild will have a program at 1 p.m. We also will be serving cookies, coffee, lemonade, and then we get cake. So there will be things going on. We have one bus coming in as a tour, so we're going to have quite a few people here. We'd like to see everybody from town here to celebrate the 30th anniversary. On the 19th, at the Senior Center at 10 a.m., we have a memorial for Marilyn Carson. It will be there will be potluck. We'll have food there, and we would like each and every one of you to show up who knew Marilyn, because she was a wonderful person. We have somebody from the museum speaking, somebody from the Senior Center speaking, the minister will be there from our church. So it will be quite a deal, because she was quite a deal. So we very much miss her, and so that's when it'll be, on the 19th again at 10 a.m. Also, until further notice, the Mexican train that we play on Thursday mornings will continue to be at the Senior Center until Michelle Brown gets released from her medical condition. So that, again, is 10 a.m. on Thursday mornings at the Senior Center. Okay?
Any questions for Janice from the board? Thank you, Janice. Receive a report from Kyle Myers regarding current road conditions and public works concerns. The 10 street lights that were reported, 8 of them were fixed. There's 2 that are having bad sensors and still blinking on and off throughout the night. Last month there was a report or a request to have Public Works go out and check Grandpa's Road. I understand they were there and did lots of work on Grandpa's Road. That's all I have to report. Oh, and one stop sign knocked down at the end of West Hobson Street. I also reported that this month. Any questions?
I'm not sure who did this, but Judy Bundorf told me today that Grandpa's Road, they have graded it. She doesn't know who had it done, but from the rains, they said it was so bad, but they can now drive.
Mr. Paulson actually had a hand in that. Thank you, Brian. Any other questions for me from the public? Thank you. Announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events. All right. No planning and zoning and no general business tonight. Comments by the general public. Period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Anybody like to comment? All right. Our next meeting date is November 13th, 2019, and I'd like to make a motion that we adjourn the meeting.
I second the motion.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you, everybody.